I was going to make this boo from the relative calm and friendly audio environment of a frontline club bedroom, but that's all gone by the board. Work intervened, calls are stacking up, and I'm now racing up towards Edgware Road Tube, and if I don't make this now, I won't make it. I went to an event at the Frontline Club last night, part of the first Wednesday series, and it's moderated, ably, no, more than ably, masterly performance from Paddy O'Connell, who does Broadcasting House and lots of other things, and is a very big Frontline Club supporter. The other panellists, it was about the Haiti thing, particularly some of the history, which I knew nothing whatever about, I'm ashamed to say, and the response to the emergency, and also talking about the reconstruction efforts and what will happen in that. And there's a big donors conference coming up, apparently, in New York soon. And I speak completely, I'm ignorant on this stuff, I confess. And so I went there to try and find out, try and understand, why were we so slow? What's going on and what's going to go on? And there were experts there on the panel. I'm not going to go through who they are. You can look at the Frontline Club site and you can listen to a podcast where the whole thing was recorded. It's kind of like a radio podcast, really. I felt nervous speaking, but I did speak at one point. And it suddenly occurred to me that when we have our own, in the West, financial earthquake, what do? We spray money at the problem. Fiscal stimulus, 50 billion, 100 billion, we don't care, billion dollars. So when the virtual earthquake happens, we come out with the cash. The thing that was worrying about the panel was they were talking about the need for audit and responsibility and all the rest of it. So while the house is burning down, we want to make sure we get the accounts right. I mean, I caricature to make a point, but there was that kind of flavour in the air. The audience was very expert, and there were lots of very knowledgeable people in the audience. And one of the things that was discussed was the idea of cash grants to people in Haiti, and I think that's a really interesting idea. But, you know, so there are two things here. When a virtual earthquake in the financial world happens and our system is broken, we spray money. When a real earthquake happens and people need help, and we want to help them, ordinary people want to help them, and we give money to the DEC, how long does it take people to get things organised? And I'm sure everybody involved is well-meaning and expert and committed and all the rest of it. But from the perspective, and possibly misguided perspective, of someone who just watches the news like everybody else, it seems to me that the response was not valid and was not efficient. And the panel kind of agreed with that, really. And why should we think that the response to the rebuilding and the reorganisation and the helping people kind of build things up again, why is that going to be any better? And there was some mention of this idea of an aid complex. You remember the old military industrial complex? Whether there's an aid commercial, an aid industrial complex. And it does begin to sound a bit like that. And the knowledgeable people about Asian politics were saying that this has been happening for a very long time. So maybe that system is just as broken as lots of our other systems. And it seems to point not to a problem with any one organisation, who are all doing their best under very difficult and terrible circumstances, but to a systemic problem. Now, quite how we tackle that, I don't know. And we almost got on to talking about that at this event last night. I learned a lot from the discussion and from the experts on the panel. Some of the things I learned did not fill me with hope. And the first Wednesday series, it's always topical. They're worth coming to. Have a listen. I don't know what to say next, really. We've got to fix it. Because what happened, and it's not about them, it's not about the foreigners in a funny distant place that we don't know about. It's about us, in the end, and what we do.